My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 7th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
I'm Clara Ross, date of birth is 17/12/85, and I came from Brighton today.
So what did you first hear about the project?
My friend told me about it. I think he found out about it online and just started ranting at me about it.
Yeah.
So.
And what inspired you to take part?
He put my name forward. Yeah. He could have asked me if I was alright, I was like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't pay much attention.
Yeah.
And then I got picked, I was like, oh, shit.
So, what happened when you heard that you got a place? What were the emotions like?
I was really shocked, and just, like, oh crap, what the hell am I going to do, you know? Because
yeah.
I really hadn't thought about it at all, I just thought, ah, name's gone and forgot all about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was very, very surprised.
Yeah. So what do you plan to do with your hour?
Well, I really don't like people watching me at all. I'm really, really nervous about being in front of people. So I plan on just being particularly nervous and like going with that and like curling up in a ball and doing whatever I feel like doing, not trying to hide it at all.
Sure.
So that's pretty much it. Not very interesting.
Okay. And do you think standing in the plinth will have some kind of impact on you? Like, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, you say are you quite an introverted person anyway?
Yeah, I am quite, and particularly if there's a group of people near me, I just entirely clam up, and
yeah.
You know, so a group of people watching me is just terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And are you involved in the creative arts? Are you?
Sort of, yeah. I don't know, I've got quite a few artist friends. I've got a good friend who told me about this, as a performance artist, does a lot of stuff, and I help him out with a few things, so kind of half involved in it all.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell us a little bit about your background and maybe where you grew up?
I was born in Edinburgh and lived in Scotland all my life, went to uni in Stirling, moved down to Brighton about last October, so not that long ago, because
mm-hmm.
I found Scotland particularly boring, there wasn't really much going on there at all. So yeah, I've just been in Brighton for the past while, trying to find a job, completely and utterly failing to find a job, you know. And kind of exploring London quite a lot, because I've got a lot of friends here, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've just been accepted for a job at the job centre, which is going to be a nice dull admin job, you know. But I like to like painting quite a lot, and read and write and make clothes and things like that. So I like doing creative things.
I mean, would that be like? Is that something you'd like to do as a career? You're talking about fashion.
I don't know. Kind of, I want to do something creatively as a career, like making things or like I play a couple of instruments or I don't know, something like that, but I've really got no idea what I want to do, just
mm-hmm.
not admin work really, but
yeah.
You know, just see what happens.
Yeah. So what are the reasons for choosing Brighton to move?
Well, it's close to London. I used to come down to London like every month and it was like pee in the arse. So it's kind of close, but it wasn't actually in London because I find London really intense
mm-hmm.
and a bit stressful. And it just seemed like a really great place, you know, there's a big alternative scene there, there's lots of just interesting people,
yeah.
A bit different, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, and it was very far away from Scotland,
okay.
That was a big factor in it.
Yeah. So I see, yeah, so you, what was it about Edinburgh that you didn't enjoy so much?
Well, Edinburgh's like a really nice place, but I just find it a bit kind of narrow-minded and like a bit dull, really. I think in London, you can find, if you want to do anything, whatever you're into, you can find some scene for anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, as far as Scotland, there's usually things going on, but you had to really look for them, and quite often it was disappointing in small-scale things.
Yeah.
But I lived in Stirling for the past 4 years, and that was just nothing in Stirling at all, you know. Most boring place ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who would you say you're doing this for?
Doing it for myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, cause I thought a lot about not doing it or just cancelling and being like, I can't do this at all. And I thought I'd be really disappointed in myself if I didn't, you know, if I missed this opportunity, because it's quite a cool thing to do, to be involved in this,
yeah.
You know. And I thought that I'd just be really disappointed if I didn't do it. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm doing it for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you study in school then? So what were your interests like?
Well, at uni I did English literature.
Okay.
So I read a lot. I just kind of found that quite easy subject to do. Like, I started off doing history and Spanish, and that was just couldn't get my head around it, you know.
Yeah.
But I always found with like reading and then just write a load of rubbish about what you've just read, and it seems to go down quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like writing, I kind of wanted to be a writer for a while, and not so much anymore. And music as well was a big one. When I was in school, I did like higher, advanced higher music and things.
Okay. What did you play?
Played violin and bass guitar and drums. So that's quite cool. I've kind of, when I moved down to Brighton, I had to leave all my instruments in Scotland because I only had like half a car worth of stuff I could bring down with me. So I've not played anything for ages. I really miss it, but.
Have you not been back since?
I went up for Christmas for a week,
okay.
And I was just like, wow, I really don't miss this place that much at all. So, keep wanting to go back, but it's quite expensive. It just seems like more effort than it's worth, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
What would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
Most important in my life? Right now, probably people in my life, because it's been really quite tough being in Brighton. I moved down with my partner, and then we broke up about a month later, and he went back to Scotland. So I was suddenly in this city that I didn't know, by myself, with like nothing at all, no job, no people, and you're anything. I was like, God.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made a lot of really good friends since I've been down here, who've really supported me a lot. And
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend, Benjamin, has been fantastic and just helped me through some really dark times, you know.
Yeah.
So I think right now it's like the most important thing to me is just people who've kind of helped me through the past while.
Sure.
It's been really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were to describe yourself, what would be the main thing you'd say?
I don't know. I'm quite creative, I think, and
So you definitely like to do more creative things when you say you've just got this admin job.
Yeah, that's just get some money together, maybe do it for a year or so, save up, and then disappear somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Do other cool things and learn stuff and things.
When you say disappear, what, you want to move on from Brighton or?
Probably, yeah. I don't like the idea of being too stuck in one place. You know, there's a whole bunch of things going on that I know nothing about that I want to go and explore and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
like travelling is, what kind of places would you like, where would you like to go?
I'm thinking Australia right now, just because they speak the same language as me, which is very useful.
Yeah.
And I know quite a lot of people are going over there. It seems to be the place to be at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be quite interesting. And they seem to have some fun things going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. Have you been involved in the performing arts before? Or any kind of performance?
A couple of things, yeah. But like through my friend, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Switch Performance Company person, mm-hmm. works for that. So I've done a couple of, like, helping out with a couple of things. Did a thing at Torture Garden quite recently, a performance there.
Yeah.
Could
you tell us about that? Just, that sounds interesting.
It was about taking people's burdens. So him and Rachel Perry were like on stage, and they got burdens, and I sutured them into their skin.
Okay.
So like all people from the audience wrote down whatever the problem was in a card, passed it to me. I sewed it into them. They kind of absorbed it, and then the next again day they did a ritual with the person's burden,
mm-hmm.
sent the card back to them, and. It was kind of a spiritual thing, but also it was quite kind of arty, like kind of pretty as well. They had a big bird costume thing on. And
yeah.
It was really quite like, you know.
Sounds quite intense.
It was really intense.
And the power of you doing that must have been quite overwhelming, or was it?
During it was okay, because it was like, I was on stage, I was doing this, everyone was watching me, I was like completely just doing that. Afterwards, I just collapsed on a heap, and I was like, oh God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the whole intention of it, of like taking people's burdens and stuff, and I didn't think it would affect me that much. I was like, just put some sutures in, no problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really shocked. It just, you know, completely overwhelmed me afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same for the artists as well, Justin and Rachel, you know.
Because
yeah. During it, they could kind of express like their discomfort and got upset, and that was all part of the performance. It looked
mm-hmm.
quite cool. But I had to keep on this really professional kind of, I'm being the suturing person. So it was just afterwards, this wave of like, oh God, you know. But it was fun.
Is that something you'd like to do more often? I mean, kind of performance work?
I think so, yeah, but I've not really got the confidence to do my own things. I think, like, if I'm helping someone else, being part of the performance, that's great fun, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I come up with ideas, I think they're probably going to be quite rubbish, so I just, you know, I don't have the confidence to really do anything with it.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure if it's something I'd really want to pursue myself or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And about going up, hopes, fears, expectations of going up there?
I'm really, really nervous. I'm feeling quite shaky. So I hope that I don't entirely freak out. And I'm just, really nervous about people watching. I've got a couple of friends coming to see me, and I didn't tell a lot of people about this at all, because I thought, you know, if I tell people, they can watch it online, and that's going to be even worse if people are not seeing me. So, yeah, I'm really nervous about people that I know particularly, but I'm sure it'll all be fine, and they'll be over, and I can look back on it and go, wow, that was cool, I got to do that.
So what are you imagining it to be like, being up there?
I don't know. But it's quite high up, like the highest bit is quite far off the ground, really, so I'm a bit, not scared of heights as such, I'm not like particularly scared of them, but I'm a bit kind of uncertain of them. So I imagine it would be quite, kind of like, scared of the edges a little bit. I really don't know, to be honest. Yeah, just, I guess I'll find out, yeah.
And do you think the project is a good representation of, like, the UK?
I think it's a great idea, actually. When I first heard of it, I was like, oh, that sounds all right. And I looked online, I saw a lot of people doing nothing, and I was like, it's pretty boring, really, isn't it? You know, I walked past it, and no one was ever doing anything interesting. And then when I got accepted, I thought more about it, and I was like, it's actually really genius, just stick people up there and see what they do, you know?
Yeah.
I like the people who do nothing, that's, you know, maybe they've been doing nothing, and that's what they do, or if they don't want to do anything creative, that's just, like, them being themselves kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for the interview. It's a pleasure meeting you. Thanks.